work as a prostitute in Israel. Prostitution in Israel not only exists, but also violently develops. At the beginning of the 70th of the 20th century, there were several dozens of prostitutes in the country. The splash in this most ancient profession has begun in the 90th when there has been a mass emigration from the republics of the USSR. And now this branch of services prospers. Therefore, work as the prostitute in Israel brings good income to girls/women. We will consider pluses and minuses of this profession. Prostitution in Israel isn't considered as a criminal offense. If you check laws of Israel on punishments, then you won't be able to find articles which forbid this activity. The only exception concerns minors. If the client uses services of such prostitute, he is threatened by punishment, up to 3 years of imprisonment. Now we will dispel several myths about prostitution in Israel. A situation with it in Israel is extremely interesting. It isn't resolved, but also not forbidden. Therefore, even when the brothel is closed and sealed up, prostitutes don't disperse. There will pass several hours and work will be continued as before. It is much told about sexual slavery, especially in the Russian media. Like, criminal syndicates, hiring girls/women, deliver them to Egypt, select the passport, force and then transport to Israel. We will note that here nobody is against the will. All women perfectly know where they go and what are engaged in. Why do women want to obtain citizenship of the country? The following myth is that work as the prostitute in Israel, destiny of tourists from the CIS countries. It's not true. About 10 years ago, nearly 1,000 foreigners have been deported from the country, but brothels, massage salons weren't closed. There are also many persons among local population interested to go to the panel. Very few people wish to work with tourists or illegal immigrants. At once problems with police will begin, because there is a regular verification of documents. Therefore, if the woman arrives in the country under the guise of the tourist, then she prefers to conclude fictitious marriages. Of course, it will cost much too, about $10,000. However, the woman will work this sum quickly. Having become the citizen of Israel, the prostitute will begin to receive cash aid from Institute of National Insurance. For example, as single mother. Many of them conduct a double life. In the afternoon they are respectable women, there is even married, at night, women of easy virtue. What is interesting if in the afternoon the yesterday's client recognizes the prostitute on the street and makes obscene signs, she will be indignant. Who are the owners of brothels? The third myth is about owners of such houses. Having seen the Hollywood movies, it is possible to draw an unambiguous conclusion that owners of brothels are criminals. Strong and cruel, they can cripple the prostitute without problems and even kill her. However, in real life, owners of brothels in Israel are the imperceptible businessmen seeking to hide this kind of activity. There is no communication with crime, they still cooperate with police and other law enforcement agencies. It is possible to give the former pilot as an example. Having stopped working in civil aviation and having retired, he has decided to enclose the savings in a pleasure institution. However, the reputation didn't allow to run business, therefore he has found the managing director in the person of the aging prostitute who once was a prosecutor in Moscow. The tall tale, but it is the fact. Who are clients of brothels? The next myth says that nearly 50% of male population of Israel visit brothels. Two lawyers have provided the data based on indications of hundreds of prostitutes that the Israeli men up to 1 million times visit brothels monthly. However, reality is that it is regular customers. How many is it possible to earn and whether is it possible to refuse to the client? According to the price list, the prostitute receives a half from the amount of remuneration for the specified services. But there is tip from clients, gifts, and every sixth massage completely goes to a pocket of the woman of easy virtue. Statistical researches show that monthly earnings of prostitutes in Israel reach $10,000. In intense days, women can serve till 10 to 15 people. It means that almost as much it makes profit for the owner of an institution. A main type of services, oral and or anal sex. I.e., men address in brothels to receive intimate relations which many wives refuse. Almost in all brothels, condom use is required. It is interesting that the prostitute, in the majority of brothels, has the right to refuse to the visitor if he wasn't pleasant to her. For example, one don't like to have sex with Russians because they often are drunk. Others refuse to Arabs because of their aggression, sex turns out painful, etc. If work as the prostitute in Israel suits you, it is possible to leave the questionnaire on our website. Until the end of 2018, this procedure is free. P.S. Slightly higher, it has been told that prostitution in Israel isn't allowed, but also it isn't forbidden. And already long time in political numbers of the country goes rigid fight around the matter. One politicians demand a total ban of prostitution, saying that trafficking in women is immoral and illegal. Others say that this profession should be legalized. This decision is based on the fact that prostitutes acquire right to rest, social protection, and the other social rights which other workers already have.